Welcome to Morning Motivation with Gogo
and Natasha.
We are here and I'm so excited that we are here. And hi, Natasha.
Hi, Gogo. How are you?
I am doing well and so excited to be here with another great episode of Morning Motivation. These topics that we choose just really get created so organically.
Yeah, they just come out. They just appear
out of the ether,
out of our conversations, our right. Real conversations,
real conversations, real people. Gogo and Natasha. That was going to be the other title of the show, but it was way too long, and our producers were like, "We don't. The marketing is not. We can't fit it all in the byline. We can't fit it all there."
How do we do it? We're going to share that with you. We have an amazing topic. Let's tell them what it is.
Don't live in maybe. Don't live in maybe. How many times has someone asked someone to, hey, do you want to come to this party with me? And they say, maybe. What do I do with that? What do we do with maybe? Nothing. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That has been our time. We appreciate you.
There's so much there. I mean, when you shared the story with me, the full story. So tell the story how you shared it with me this morning.
Yeah. So one of my friends, she's a great friend of mine. We've done a lot of work together. We're in this movie together, and they're doing a test screening for audiences to kind of see how people receive the film here in LA. And I was already scheduled to work because I am a working actor and it also works at other places to support my working actor lifestyle. Amen. And I was already scheduled to work. And so I told her, I said, well, right now it's a no. And if I book this commercial that I am being considered for, then I cannot go to my other job and come to the screening. And that was my logic because I needed to be fiscally responsible. So say right now to know where some people may have said, oh, maybe I'll see if I can make it or I'll try it. Like, and that I don't live in maybe. It's yes or no. And if I tell someone, hey, right now it's a no. So I want you to expect me not to be there because I've told you it's a no. And that way they know how to move forward, because if you give someone a definitive answer, they then know how to move forward in the direction that they need to go. If I say I'm not going to be there, then you know not to expect me there unless I tell you otherwise. And that type of decision making can really change your life, and you can really move in ways that make sense and that people can depend on you. If you say yes, that you're going to do something, then they expect that you're going to do that thing. That's the story. And that's kind of how this conversation topic was birthed, because I've seen so many people I've asked to come do stuff and they tell me maybe. And I look at them with the same look I'm looking at the camera right now, like, what does that even mean?
Yeah, no, that's that all spoke to me and harken back to a time when I was trying to be Mrs. Nice Woman. Let me give an introduction to Mrs. Nice Woman. Thinks it's okay to say maybe, because even though she might not actually want to go to the party, like someone extends an invitation, if I say maybe, that leaves a opening to say, well, actually, I can't make it. That's not actually very nice to do that. How many people out there can relate to wanting to be nice, quote unquote, and instead of just coming out and saying what you actually mean, which is either yes or no, you use the maybe as kind of like a scapegoat to then edge your way out of doing whatever thing you've been asked to definitively decide to do.